from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show, it's the 8 o'clock hour. Like I said, at 8:40, I'm going to give you another shot at a four-pack of tickets to the Knott's Soak City Water Park, but right now it's time for 20 and 25 observations that we've had over the weekend. It's a little round robin of observations. If we can get 20 of them in 25 minutes, well, then we win. All right, so Heidi's going to start us out and hear the bell. Time to move on to the next observation in order, okay? Heidi, Johnny, Jordan, myself. Hopefully you're paying attention this weekend and you have something to talk about. Here we go.
One of mine happened in a parking lot, which I'll get to in a second, that actually happened to me that I want to talk about. But most of mine are involving stuff that I heard on the TV because I was kind of just laying around all day yesterday. It was hot outside, plus I didn't feel well, so I just had the TV on. And the first one, my first observation is the news reporters and writers are, it's just becoming so ridiculous. This news anchor here on local TV, she goes, Tom Selleck was seen out and about looking completely unrecognizable. And then they show this picture of Tom Selleck. Now, the headline was, Tom Selleck looks unrecognizable out in public.
Did he shave his mustache?
No. No, that's Tom Selleck with a beard. What are we doing? I mean...
You mean this is news?
No, the fact that she goes, Tom Selleck seen out looking unrecognizable.
Well, that's not
I would never look at that
like.
Guy and go, oh, well, I have no idea who that guy is. It's, that's Tom Selleck with a beard. Well, why are we writing these headlines for these people?
I mean, how
doesn't that look like Tom Selleck to you?
Well, now that I know there's Tom Selleck,
yeah.
If you just
popped
up that picture and not told me it's Tom Selleck and said, who is this? I had no idea.
Oh, bull!
And you said Tom Selleck, I'm like... he's unrecognizable.
Huh.
You're just as bad as them.
They shouldn't have let the witness. That's why you understood. They're just like, my God, you told me it's Tom Selleck. I totally see it.
Here was an observation I made last night that I probably should have observed a little bit more. So I was getting the kids ready to go to sleep because they had school this morning. And I'm standing there in my bathroom, brushing my teeth, getting myself ready for bed. And my son looks at me and he goes, Dad... I said, what? And he goes, why are you using my toothbrush?
Oh!
I go, wait a second here. What? This is yours? So the thing is my wife buys these, like pack of, like, five
Unless
toothbrushes.
Unless she works with a dental hygienist. She gets them for free. That's probably why they look the same.
She buys them, but they do all look the same, except for that, you know, they're just different colors. And, you know, when she's, like, handing out new toothbrushes, she goes to the kids first, like, pick out what color you want, and then I kind of just get stuck with whatever's left.
Yeah.
And apparently, yeah, my son had changed the color this time around, and I don't know, I was just thinking for forever.
How long has this been going on?
That's the thing, is I have no idea how long I've been using his toothbrush for. Because, well, you know, I tell him to go get ready for bed. He goes, brushes his teeth, and then, you know, I'm not paying attention to
what it is. So when you
brush
your teeth in the morning, when he's still sound asleep,
yeah.
And he gets up. So he always thought toothbrushes just stayed wet all night long?
He must have.
Oh.
Knowing kind of have a hint of nicotine.
You know, Frank, I know you teased a little F my life later, but I wanted to bring up a story that happened to me last week that I've been thinking about all weekend because you ever get upgraded on a flight and you have that, like, euphoria when they call you up to the front?
Never.
Yes. Like,
never happened to me.
No?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, we were on our way back from, we're in London now at Heathrow Airport, and, like, that's the 11-hour flight from London to Phoenix.
Ugh.
And my brother and I, you know, we had a premium plus because we're bigger guys, so we needed at least, like, some leg room. And we're hoping, just praying, that we were going to get upgraded. Because the upgrade is business class.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there. And the plane gets delayed because of some incident that happened with the flight crew. They weren't able to get on the plane. So we're sitting there, delayed 45 minutes. We're in this, like, holding area. And they call us to the front. We got upgraded to business class. We are so pumped at this point. Because now we got an 11-hour flight in
and
business class on the way back. So we go, we sit down in our seats, we're sitting there, we're like group one, we're boarded first, we're in there, we're in the pocket of the bosom of, you know, wealth and elitisms.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there with my champagne, send him a picture, I'm like, life is good, bro. And then the stewardess comes up, we're so sorry, Mr. Fitzpatrick, we just let your brother know, but the people who paid for the seats have made the flight. We have to move you back to your chair.
You got a taste of it.
We were in the seat. We were sitting there.
I had
my
champagne.
And then they come up to us.
Did they at least take your champagne back to coach?
I just pounded it right then and there. I was just like, all right.
Yeah, they should have brought you more champagne.
I thought so too. There was like something.
All flight long. I want champagne and hot cookies all flight long.
But yeah, nothing.
Nuts right in my hand.
That sucks.
Warm, salty.
I'm not into the electric vehicles. I don't own one. I have some friends who do, but as far as like getting in a car with somebody and riding for any long period of time inside an electric vehicle, I've not done it. But maybe you've observed this about yourself if you have been inside an electric vehicle, that you are getting car sick more often than you were before, just in regular old gas-powered vehicles. There is a reason for that scientifically. They say because there's no cue. There's no like... You hear the engine like okay, we're taking off. It's like it kind of gives you your brain an idea of what's happening and prepares you subconsciously, like your entire organ system. But if there's no outside cues of when it's going to get go, and so you're rocking back and forth quietly, it's just like I think I'm getting that feeling.
Oh yeah.
And so a lot of people are noticing and observing that they're getting car sick more in electric vehicles.
See, I would have thought it would have been like the electromagnetic field or something from the batteries or.
No. Well, speaking of cars, this happened to me in in a grocery store parking lot.
Way too
on
smart.
Friday. I don't understand. I really, and if you drive one, please explain. I don't understand the ultra low profile car, the modified car. I was behind one of these things, stupid looking, by the way. But we went over 3 speed bumps, and I'm behind this person in the car. I'm assuming a guy I don't know. And it took probably 5 minutes to go over 1 speed bump because he's got to slow down. Then he's got to go kind of go at an angle and then go slow. Yeah. And then he gets, the front's over and then still at the angle. And then
was it like a Sunday?
It was a Friday.
Okay.
Not a car show.
Got to go out.
I can't. What is the point? What is the point of low profile? They're a pain in the ass.
Pain in the ass. I'll give you that. And everyone has
forever to get anywhere.
Car,
I'm behind you guys. God.
Even trying to get into like a gas station has a slight little like a little ramp, like a up to the.
Yeah.
It's like
you got to angle the car.
You got to know how to do it, or else you're gonna get stuck there.
Yeah.
And knock it off with a low profile. That's stupid. Stupidest things I've ever seen.
But they look cool though.
No.
Airbags.
I can't
drop it.
So yesterday I was in the car, me, the wife, and the 2 kids were on our way to take my son to hockey practice, and my daughter, she opens up one of those dip candy dips, you lick
fun
the
dip.
Thing,
yes.
Fun dip,
yes.
And it's got all the powdered sugar on it, and I'm
Kid
sitting
cocaine.
In the front seat. Now I had a drink, very large Yeti drink that was sitting in my lap, because my wife had her, she has 2 cups in the car, taking up both of them. Coffee in the water, so I got to hold on to this. And then my daughter spills the Fun Dip powder all over her iPad, so she's handing it to me to clean it up, and I'm sitting there with a credit card trying to, I'm chalking lines of Fun Dip, just trying to clean it up for her. So I get it all, put back into her thing, and I hand it back to her. And my drink, and I told you guys earlier, I'm drinking Kool-Aid now to try and... it's the cherry Kool-Aid.
Yeah, you drink the Kool-Aid all right.
There she is with the presidential joke day on presidential joke day.
It just took me 2 hours to wake up, Frank. Yeah. That's all.
Perfect timing. I have my Kool-Aid sitting in my lap, and it dips over and pours onto my crotch and down the back of my pants. And now I'm on
just
my
like
way.
You're on your period.
Yes, yes. So thank God we were on our way to the ice skating rink. Because I was able to, I had a jacket with me, and I tied it around my waist.
Oh, you're one of us, Johnny.
So now I know what it feels like for a woman who started too early.
Johnny, I think you started.
But did you ask your family before, like, if I bend over like this, can you see
Can
it?
You see? Does it look like I started?
God. Am I good? You're good.
yesterday went to, or I guess this was Saturday, went to a DIY film fest in Long Beach. And it was an awesome experience. So I just want to shout out.
Home movies?
Not really. Some kind of. But
DIY? It was, like independent?
Yeah, independent films. And each of them were like 10, 15 minutes long.
Oh, shorts.
Okay. Short films. And then they had bands play in between. So I really went to go see the music. But at the same time, yeah, getting experience with a bunch of people, like creatives. Your creative community is coming together and putting together. Like
any good ones, or it's just lame?
To be honest with you, I didn't really stick around for the movies. The bands were awesome, though. So Sound From played at a little spot called Vine. And then Jagged Gene and Trash Clamps. Mostly long
Trash
bands.
Clams?
Yeah, Trash Clams. They were my favorite. They showed up. They're just like, sound check.
Did you get Heidi a concert tee?
I
would
up.
Definitely wear a Trash Clams
tee. Trash Clams tee? All right, Trash Clams. If you're out there listening, send me a tee. Going to Heidi.
I realized that you can wear a uniform, pretty much get away with anything. I was at a little hotel outdoor, like we go there sometimes just to get like some appetizers and some drinks and nice. And it's like by a resort kind of a pool area, but okay. We can, you know, go down there and hang out with the family. And this guy walks by the pool area, and this is like the end of summer, so he's filled with kids and families and stuff. And he walks by, and he's got like, he's dressed like he's the captain of a ship. It even has like the tassels on the shoulders,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
like he's like Captain Crunch.
You got to earn those.
He looks like he's in Yachtly Crew.
yeah, but like he's like pretty high up on the boat as far as officers
Commodore
go.
Commodore over here.
And he's walking, you know, by, there's like an outdoor seating area, restaurant and everything. Over here is the pool area. And he's walking by carrying a full-on blow-up doll.
No.
Like, yeah, like one of those cheap ones is just, you know. And he's carrying it under his arm and just walking by, and nobody even said a word. I mean, it's like the kids, families, you know, everything, and people.
That's
just
a
like,
strange pool raft.
Yeah, meaning that because he had the uniform on, no one said anything. If he'd have just been some guy carrying a blow up doll by the pool area, he probably got his ass kicked by every dad.
Somebody would have said, "You got to get out of here."
Yeah, well, get the hell out of here. What do you think you're doing? But you got a uniform on. Nobody said a word.
Can do anything you want.
You lost.
Last week, I mentioned you brought up Benny Blanco and how he is engaged to Selena Gomez. And you said he's an unattractive man. And I said, it's just a bad haircut. If he had a better haircut or a different haircut, I think he's good looking. He's
so
got pretty eyes.
You notice how ugly he is?
He's got big, nice lips, all that. A little bit of a monobrow. So I went into AI and I said, can you just give this person a haircut? And look, he's good looking. I wanted to prove that Benny Blanco is not a bad-looking guy. He's just got... he just needed a haircut.
It's
in my
just
own
the hair, I guess.
See, I didn't change anything. All I said was, give this man a haircut. That's all it did. And it cut his hair. And he's handsome.
Yeah.
See? I had that was my observation, I mean, that Benny Blanco is
he
a good
looks
looking.
Better. Handsome is a stretch, but still, he does look better. I mean, I would hire
Thank
that
you.
Guy over the other guy.
Yeah.
Jordan, I think I gave you a little piece of audio over there. I heard this over the weekend, and it kind of made me sad. Very nostalgic. Go ahead and play it. See if you recognize this audio right here.
Oh.
Yes.
That makes me feel frustrated.
You know what that is? If for all the young ones out there, that is the AOL dial-up sound that you would hear, and apparently people were still using this. Like, there was like 160,000 people who still had this service. Who still have dial-up, but they have to get rid of it because as of September 30th, AOL is officially giving up the dial-up internet service. They will not offer it any longer. I know, that's the thing. I didn't realize it either. But so they will not be able to hear that sound anymore.
So when people are saying, look at this, the sound, there's a whole generation that has no idea what this is. And it's like, somebody's like, that's my internet.
I still have it. Yeah. 160,000 people still have it.
I would be on the phone with my mom years, not all that long ago, and I would say, I'm going to send you a picture. I'm going to email you a picture right now. She goes, well, okay, well, I'll get off the phone so I can go look at it. Meaning she couldn't do both at the same time. You could be on the phone and check your email.
Oh, yeah, I'd be on the internet.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Heidi was talking haircuts, Benny Blanco. I'm getting a haircut tomorrow, and I have no idea what I'm going to do. You guys ever...
The one she got, Benny. You look
nice. Just shave it all the way down like that?
Keep all of the fluff on top, Jordan. Get it tight on the side.
I've been spending so much time getting long.
Get a wolf cut, man.
Jen wants it short.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
Do it like a medium fade, dude.
Yeah, dude. Keep it full.
But leave the beard.
The beard with a high...
With a medium fade. Don't go crazy.
High fade.
Not too high.
Jordan.
I'm not sure. The beard might be gone too. I feel like it.
Oh no!
I can't do one or the other. Yeah, so it just looks too haggard.
You can't do both.
Just
you
trim your beard down.
So you gotta trim it. Too shocking.
Yeah, too shocking.
Yeah.
my niece, Ellie, sent me these today. They're the trolley gummy pops, chewy gummy texture. Said she wanted me to open them up on the air and try them, so I'm observing these for the first time during 20 and 25.
Okay.
They're basically popsicles.
Oh.
But they're gummy.
Oh, my God. That's what? So weird looking.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
That's a popsicle?
Oh.
I'm disturbed.
Wait, do they need to be frozen?
I mean, if Uncle Jim would have had these, it would have been so much easier.
I'm so disturbed.
Oh, that's
right
creepy.
Now.
What do you think? Oh. Ew.
Oh, my God.
There's just something
awesome
about that.
Wait, is it? It's not cold, ew, right?
Is it cold?
Is it
yeah,
cold?
They're gold.
They're
here,
cold?
How pass them out.
Yeah. How'd she ship it to you? And keep it cold?
Oh, my God,
yeah,
it is cold.
From Indiana. I don't know. It must be chemical.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
But
cool.
they're lemon pop. But yeah, I think they're gummy on top. It's gummy all the way through. It's a gummy ice.
Is, Johnny?
That is so. Oh, look at that.
Try it.
I gotta do this first.
Rub it on your face.
That is.
Oh.
Awkward.
It's such a mind.
It's a gummy sickle.
That is weird.
And it's cold.
Tastes good, though.
Mm. Yeah, she just moved in the sorority house, so hard telling what the girls are doing with these things. To get initiated.
That ain't bad.
Mm.
Oh, my God, so
that's
sweet,
tasty.
Though.
You want one, Emo?
Sure.
Here we go. Mm. Eat it
oh
on the camera.
God.
So slowly.
It tastes better if you slap it on your face first.
Oh,
come on, Emo.
Can we get some
you want one, Corey?
Music?
Get in here and eat it on the camera.
Oh,
and slow
my God. Get Flo Rida going up in this bitch.
Put on Flo Rida.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, there you go, Emo. Yeah.
I think it does need to go in the freezer.
Here you go, Corey.
Okay.
You just straight teeth on it?
No, my teeth.
She went.
You went there and just bit that thing hard.
That was my lips, not my teeth.
All right. Corey, let me know.
Corey, you
know,
right next to
Emo.
Right next to Emo. Squeeze in there.
Get in there. Get
down
close.
Down below.
There you go. Dude, good side angle. Oh! Eye contact.
How do you not have a boyfriend?
Seriously. We're going to post that video. She'll have a boyfriend tomorrow.
Oh my God.
Before the end of the show, someone's locking it down.
I don't know why, but I'm about 40%. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Skills.
Woo. All right. Since we're talking about hot girls, I saw a headline that said Halle Berry's number one tip for going number two. Is that a headline you'd click on?
Yep.
Is
Halle
it a headline that you does it make Halle Berry any less hot? Does it make her more hot? Halle Berry's number one tip for going number two. I did click on the link, obviously.
First, crawl under the glass coffee table.
I clicked on the link, and it's all about she takes a certain probiotic, so it wasn't as dirty and sexy as you'd think. But I thought interesting.
But you
headline.
Clicked on it for a reason, sicko.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. I'm just as sick as you are.
You know,
birds
speaking
of a feather
of movie actors and stuff. You guys remember Air Bud?
Of course,
Air, the
Golden
the
Retriever.
Golden Retriever.
Basketball.
1997 was the very first movie that came out, and 15 movies have been done since then. Now they're actually doing another one. It's called Air Bud Returns, but they're looking for a dog, and they're doing open casting right now.
You should submit your dog.
That's what I was thinking. I was looking at it, and I was like, oh, MacGyver, a little paralyzed dog trying to play basketball.
But air is in quotes. It's like air.
Yeah. Maybe it's like the Special Olympics dog. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, yeah, something like graphite legs or something like that.
Yeah, no, it's like everybody's in the wheelchair, and then my dog comes in, and he's playing
oh,
basketball.
Oh, what's that called? Murder Ball.
Murder ball.
Yeah, yeah.
So I looked into it, and I realized that. No, they're looking for actual golden retrievers, purebred. Like, that's one of the specific things that they... So
not just any old dog.
Not just any old dog. But if you want more information, you can go to HeidiandFrank.com, and there's a list. If you have a golden retriever, submit it. I think it would be great to have a show pig.
Who has
a show golden retriever?
Such a rare breed.
It's Monday. I'm going to be over at the Crack House today.
Oh,
doing
yeah.
my show. Come on. Full release. I've been off for a couple of weeks. So we got
a backlog
of some stuff. Yeah.
You need Halle Berry's tips on getting all those songs out.
Just have to get a smooth release. Is what
Jordan Fitzpatrick's number one.
Oh, I'll be over at the Crack House at noon today. Tune in, mycrack.com. I don't know how you're going back for a second. These things are
insane. I noticed, yeah, you're not finishing that.
It is too much.
What's it called again?
It's the Trolley Gummy Pops, chewy gummy texture in basically a popsicle.
It's like, have you ever had the gummy worms? That's basically what it tastes
frozen
like.
Gummy worms.
Frozen stick. Gummy worms.
It's good, though.
It is very tasty.
Nobody it's disturbing
was
looking.
To watch you do that.
Yeah, big time.
Let's see. 661 Angus is checking in. He says, Heidi's a trooper. She looks like death warmed over. And as a retired sheriff's homicide detective, I know.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's observations.
Oh, anyone. Man, it is. I'm sweaty. It's a struggle bus, but I'm here. Also, I saw this headline, and you know I love Law & Order. I love Law & Order SVU. My girl Mariska Hargitay, I mean, she's still on my list of dream girls for sure. And then I saw a headline that said Renee Rapp wants to play Mariska Hargitay's lover, so Olivia Benson's lover on Law & Order.
Who's Renee Rapp?
Well, that's why I brought it to the show, because I didn't know. All I saw was that headline, and then they have a picture that goes along with it, and I don't know who she is, but I don't know where we can vote, but I'm going to go ahead and say it.
You'd yes. Renee wrap your legs around that head.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in.
So I was on the – actually, I wasn't on the social media. My wife showed me this post the other day, and I'll kind of read it to you a little bit. I wanted to share a concern that happened today. I cleaned out my garage and put a bunch of bulk items for pickup that I had scheduled. Unfortunately, some of the neighborhood children ripped open my trash bags, went through them, leaving a mess, and an office chair up to the top of my driveway. They rode it down the driveway, the office chair, and
mm-hmm.
this was in my neighborhood. The person posted this, and I realized that it's not my son was involved in this.
That was my question.
Yes, but it was his friends, and so as soon as my wife showed me this, I kind of got pissed off at first, because we were backtracking, and we were like, well, where were you, John? And he was like, I was at home eating dinner with you guys when this was all going on.
Likely story.
And he was with us, and it was his friends doing this. But I got pissed off anyways.
That like, he wasn't there?
Because his friends did it.
That I knew that if he was there, he would have been doing this with his friends. Like, there was no
What's
doubt in my mind.
You hypocritical
No, wait,
asshole.
No, that's not what I'm upset about. That's not what I'm upset about.
They left
about.
A mess all over the lawn.
It's the fact that the neighbor posted this. Now, let me read the bottom of this. She says, I do have Ring video of the incident, but I don't feel comfortable posting videos of children here. Thank you. And then if you look down, one of the neighbors also posted on this as one of the, one of the comments. Show the little thieves' faces. They need to be exposed. My issue is with people going online and posting this stuff. Are we not in that time period anymore where you used to be able to just walk out of your house and yell at the kids in the neighborhood? Get off my lawn! Stay off my property!
Or
I saw you guys doing it on my camera. Stay away from my stuff.
Or go up to a door and say, "Hey, yeah. Can I talk to you really quickly?"
Instead of posting it for an entire community, the community of Castaic.
No, I think that going out on your lawn and yelling at a kid, now you're like worried the kid's gonna come back and burn your house down. We're back in the day, we just run, and then they'd call our parents directly. Nobody knows their neighbors anymore, so you have no idea where you got to cast this net or everything, and you got to publicly shame the family to make you so upset
these
that you tell your son not to even do it.
But the thing is these kids are in the neighborhood. Like that, I'm pissed off that neighbor didn't come out and say they see the same kids over and over again. I see the same kids in our neighborhood.
Did you go down there and knock
and
on their
over
door
again? I asked my son. I said, do you know anything about this?
I would have
this?
Taken my office chair and rolled it right up to the door and said, hey.
I thought about taking the office chair, too, because I actually rode by on my scooter. Uh-oh. And I saw it was a nice office chair. I was like.
But she put it out to give away, right?
Nice. Well, no, it was for trash pickup. It was a big pile of trash pickup. I did take the.
Do you want to have the entire audience go up there and everybody bring an office chair? We'll just do like an office chair parade right in front of the ring camera.
Right on it.
Just for like the next
they
20 minutes.
Rolling.
I talked to my son about it.
All right. Those are the observations that we had over the weekend. 818-955-2955. Going to take a break. Come back. And then at 8:40, got some Knott's Soak City Water Park tickets to give away. So keep it right here. We're out of here, Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.